confronted by a contagious disease with frightful consequences, an entire people protect themselves from illness by social distancing, by isolating the infected, by mandating special clothing, including masks or muffles, and by shaming those who will not cooperate with this approach to public health. I speak, of course, about leprosy, not the coronavirus. But after this dreadful year, perhaps we are a bit better equipped to understand the ancient measures which separated lepers from everyone else, and to appreciate the extraordinary appeal of a man who could cut through fear and danger, heal the sick, and restore to human fellowship those who had been ostracized. That is why a leper boldly knelt before Jesus and begged him for healing. Jesus was moved with pity, and St. Mark tells us that he stretched out his hand and touched the leper. If Jesus had been a man only, then this touch would have rendered Jesus himself unclean and forced him into the shame and separation of a leper colony. But instead, Christ revealed his divine glory through his mastery over nature, and he healed the man. The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Holy Scripture always speaks to us at multiple levels and with several meanings at the same time. And to understand the Bible, we must distinguish between the literal meaning and the spiritual meanings of a text. In addition to the literal sense of Scripture, our theological tradition counts three main spiritual senses or meanings, and they are called the allegorical sense, the moral sense, and the mystical or anagogical sense. First, the allegorical sense allows us to understand the meaning of one event by reference to another. For example, the children of Israel crossed from slavery to freedom by passing through the Red Sea, and Christians do the same through the waters of holy baptism. Second, the moral sense allows us to understand that the words of Scripture teach us how to live in righteousness, a teaching which can shape our lives in truth. For example, St. Paul gives such an instruction today in the second lesson when he writes, "Whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God." And third, the mystical or anagogical sense, from the Greek word for leading. This sense helps us understand how everything in Holy Scripture leads us to the glory of sharing the divine life of the Trinity. For example, the church on earth is the seed and beginning of the heavenly Jerusalem, which is our true homeland and eternal destiny. And so our life in the church now is a preparation for everlasting life. In today's gospel, we find both the literal sense and all three spiritual senses of Scripture at work at the same time. Leprosy was a terrible disease beyond the skill of medical science to cure until very recently. And so Christ's healing of the leper was the literal restoration to health of one particular man who was otherwise doomed to a living death. But in this one action of Christ are also contained three universal spiritual meanings. First, sin is a disease that separates us from God and from authentic human fellowship. And the disease of sin subjects us to dreadful consequences that can easily spread to others as we contaminate them with our selfishness. Second, only Christ can cure us from the sickness of sin, and so we must turn to him with faith, hope, and love to be made clean. But this requires of us that we first acknowledge that in our sins we are unclean. No sin is forgiven, even by God, until it is acknowledged and confessed to be a sin. Third, if we acknowledge our sins and turn to the Lord for mercy, then we are cleansed and restored to fellowship with God, with all others, and with our own true selves. In this way, we are being prepared by God both to join the communion of the saints in glory on the last day and to announce the gospel of salvation now. And that is why the psalmist sings, I acknowledge my sin to you, my guilt I covered not. I said, I confess my fault to the Lord, and you took away the guilt of my sin. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you just. Exult, all you upright of heart. My friends, let us be mindful of these four meanings of Scripture as we begin this Wednesday our annual journey to Jerusalem, the 40 days of penance and prayer, during which we are called to examine our lives in the light of gospel truth, to confess our sins and be forgiven, and to be conformed ever more perfectly by grace through faith to the life, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.